Hey guys,
And we're back.
We're back.
And
episode three?
Yeah.
Shit's rolling.
We're getting shit get done.
We got some shit.
Took us a little bit. We got some new equipment, some new arms for our mics.
And I think I already broke mine. I'm not sure. I think I did. It's all fucked up.
It will not hold still at all.
I think next time I buy equipment, I shouldn't go for the cheapest option.
Yeah.
I think that's my problem. But anyway, we're back. Episode three. We ain't got no guests. So, sorry.
And we're not drunk.
Definitely not drunk. I got to work tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm going fishing afterwards. It's going to be a good time.
I might go. I don't know yet. It's not really up to me. But we might go. Yeah, so episode three. Episode two was conspiracies with a little bit of, how do you say, alcoholic influence.
Yeah, alcohol was involved.
I think I said fuck China twice.
Yeah, you did, actually.
Holy shit. Oops.
Yeah, but it's true. Fuck China.
Yeah. Oh. But yeah, so episode three, we got the UFC fights tonight. Are you watching?
Yeah.
I might need your... Well, we could watch them here.
Yeah, 264. I got that.
Go get a pack of Trulies.
Nah.
Fucking, what is up with you being a little girl?
Dude, fuck Truly.
They're good.
Little girl drank.
I like Trulies, but I also like liquor. There's the problem.
Yeah, liquor's the best.
Okay, so it's McGregor and Poirier.
Yeah, could be a good one.
What is this, their third?
Yeah, 264.
God, their trilogy fight. I don't know. I think Poirier, is there a belt on the line or no? Or is it just a trilogy fight?
I don't think there's a belt on the line anymore. There was. I don't think there is. I think it's just a fight. That's why I don't think it's going to happen. I feel like there's nothing to fight about.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't think it might happen. Money, you know what
it
I mean?
It has to happen now. They've already weighed in and everything.
Yeah, true. I mean, there's been some people backed out. People who, like, if you're just going there to fight, just to fight, you're crazy.
Yeah, that's a pretty dumb idea. So who you got? Poirier?
Yeah. It's going to be a good fight, though.
What's the other part of the card? Who else is fighting? Do you know?
I have no idea. I haven't looked. I got that package thing, and it, like, shows you all the press conference and the fights and stuff. I just haven't been on there.
What is it tonight? 264. Yeah. 264.
But Connor with that left, I'm pretty sure Poirier has studied that, and the way he has to set, he has to set it up. And Poirier, I don't think is going to allow him to do that. And that's why I think Poirier will win.
Let's see who else is fighting. You got Gilbert Burns and Stephen Thompson. Holy shit. Sean O'Malley and Chris Moutinho.
I like Sean O'Malley. He's pretty good.
He's fighting tonight. Bantamweight.
He's pretty good.
You think he's going to win?
I'm not sure.
He's 13-1, and the guy he's fighting is 9-4.
Yeah, he might win.
He's pretty wild.
Yeah, Sean O'Malley, though. He smokes a lot of weed.
Does he?
He smokes a lot of weed.
Yeah, I saw where the drug testing in Nevada is not going to penalize fighters for marijuana. Mm. About time.
It's about fucking time.
I think the rest of the sports organizations should do the same thing.
Including workplaces.
Yeah, it's dumb. Why are we even having this conversation?
We had this conversation yesterday, actually.
Yeah, pretty much. It starts at 10 p.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm watching it.
10 p.m.?
I don't got to work tomorrow. I do. You do. I don't. I'm watching
that
it.
That must be nice.
I'll keep you updated.
Frick off. Damn. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Connor. I mean, I used to be, but not. He's kind of fell off. And
I'm a fanboy when he's fighting, but he's just washed up, I think.
Well, he's got a lot of money.
If I were him,
I wouldn't be fighting anymore.
Nope.
I would be out of here.
Especially the way he lost to Khabib.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago, though.
Yeah, I thought he was going to...
He got mauled.
He did.
Got mauled by somebody who...
Khabib's like a Wolverine.
Fights bears.
He does not fight bears.
Yeah, that's what they do up there. Bullshit. They wrestle bears. Look it up. I'm being serious. Look up Khabib fighting bears. Or fighters in Russia fight bears.
We'll find out.
And hell, there's that little guy. I think he's like 18. And that one famous singer up there. Little two people fighting.
Is that Khabib?
Yeah, they fight bears, bro. They wrestle them.
Hey, he ain't fighting no damn bear.
Wait till you see this shit.
Hang on, there's a bunch of ads. YouTube's got to make their money. That bear's on a chain.
Wait till you see the bigger ones. But you notice there's no muzzle on that bear. There is a muzzle, actually. But that bear could still fuck him up. Look at that. That's a kid fighting a bear.
But is that Khabib?
I don't know. Could be. What year is that?
97.
Yeah, it's for sure Khabib.
A couple months after I was born.
Yeah, it's for sure him.
Why are people in Russia fighting fucking bears?
Look, that bear doesn't even have a muzzle on it. It's biting the shit out of him.
Why are they fighting fucking bears?
Look. I think they do it to learn the fighting technique of them.
Of a bear?
Pretty much, because you know, look at that shit. Learn how to maul somebody.
That's a goddamn bear.
Yeah, learn how to maul somebody.
I think I'm going to get rid of the intro music on our episodes. Unless you think it's cool.
I don't know. Everybody, give us some feedback. Do you like the intro music? I like it.
I guess.
That kid was beating that bear. That bear is literally trying to...
Well, that dude's jacked, first off.
And that bear has no muzzle on.
You can tell he's Russian.
And that's a huge grizzly bear.
I bet he sweats vodka.
That's a huge brown bear. Oh my gosh. And he's fucking that bear up.
Fuck a bear, dude.
He is fucking that bear up. Like that bear, look at him. He has that bear pinned.
Why are people fighting bears?
I wouldn't fight a bear.
No, that's dumb.
A bear is still trying to...
So is Khabib your favorite fighter? I mean, you brought him up.
I like Khabib a lot.
Like the two dry runs that we've done.
The famous saying, I want to change his face.
He's such a Russian. He's so Russian.
But Connor's the only person he said, because Khabib is... there's another deer. Bunch of babies, too.
Oh, damn.
We keep having guests. Deer keep popping up in the yard.
Yeah. I'm at my father-in-law's house, and there's deer in the backyard.
Everywhere. I've seen like six. But Khabib, he fights like martial arts is like honor and stuff. And when Connor was talking all that shit.
That's when he got pissed?
Yeah, he's like, I want to change his face. I get cold chills when I hear that.
People in Russia are bad people.
This bear's getting fucked up, too. Look at that bear. And now there's bears fighting. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, if they fought like that towards people, then people would die.
I'm not fucking... I want to hunt a bear, but I'm not fucking with bears, personally.
Would you fight a gorilla?
No, I ain't fighting a gorilla.
Look at them gorillas going at it, dude. I would fight a gorilla.
Yeah, Paul's not here, so I have to also run the computer... and be a host. Good job, Paul.
You guys can't see what we're watching, but we're actually watching people fight bears.
Awesome, Paul. Wish you were here, bud.
Yeah, Paul. What the hell? Go to work instead of coming to the podcast. Excuse me.
So, we need to line out the next episode, I think. I don't know what we're going to talk about.
Yeah. Right now, it's just a bullshit episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just... Man, I don't know.
We're not feeling good today from all the alcohol.
I mean, I feel great.
Not me.
I'm probably going to drink some Trulies.
I threw up about 20 minutes ago, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
God.
From that popcorn, I think.
I had a burger.
Threw up like a shit ton of popcorn.
I had bread.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And pizza.
Oh,
Yeah, I'm bloated.
I can't eat pizza.
I'm so bloated.
Every time I eat pizza, I get heartburn to the max.
That's what happens.
Like I feel like I want to die.
When you do keto for, what was it, 9 months?
Long time.
Yeah.
Shit sucked.
Lost 100 pounds. Now I just can't seem to get back into it.
Like, don't get me wrong. I enjoy eating really bad food. I enjoy it, the shit out of it. But.
Yeah, I love bad food.
After I eat it, I regret it. Because I feel like shit.
We need a table.
Yeah. Dude, look at that bear, bro.
That's a grizzly.
Yeah.
Yep, nope.
Nope. Fuck that. Look how big that motherfucker is. God.
You ever seen the video of the bear breaking the moose's back?
Yeah.
With the single SWAT? I want to hunt one.
Fucking. Remember that guy I told you about? I showed you Tim Wells?
Yeah.
Hunts bears with spears.
Yeah, no.
There's video of him. There's this bear up on this cliff. The cliff's about not very high, like 20 feet.
Yeah.
And he's up underneath the ledge of the cliff. And the bear can't see him, but he can see the bear. And the bear's like looking down at him. Like he's like 4 feet from the bear. And the bear's just looking down at him, has no idea he's there. And he's just underneath of him, underneath this bear with a spear, getting ready to spear him.
Yeah, no. I'm okay.
Yeah. You spear that thing. Thing's coming down at you.
What if you miss?
Oh, yeah. That's even worse. You better have a pistol on the side.
A big pistol.
Hell, there's videos of him killing black bears with blow dart guns.
Nope. Nope.
There's like there's this one where he sits in a water tank. I think he's in Texas. Shoot, he's hunting some kind of goats.
Yeah.
And these goats come up to the watering tank that he's sitting in, start drinking water, and he shoots one of these goats at like 2 yards with a blow dart gun.
Did kill it?
Yeah, it killed it. Killed Damn. A black bear with it. Kills baboons with a blow dart gun.
I'd like to hunt a baboon.
Baboons are some crazy motherfuckers. They give no fucks.
I don't know.
They actually hunt, like, I think it was Joe Rogan, where they will actually, like, hunt little kids.
Take them?
Yeah.
I think they're carnivores.
I think they're like bears, though. They'll eat anything.
Yeah.
Baboons, though, will fuck you up.
I want to hunt a bear.
Fuck, yeah, but dude, one charges you, you're fucked.
Oh, around here we got black bears.
Honey. Yeah, you're not around here.
I can take a black bear.
I'll tell you what, though, when you see a black bear in the woods, I could be wrong, but with my experience, I seen one while I was turkey hunting, and it had cubs, and the whole woods was dead silent.
Because of the bear.
Because of the bear. And the bear was pissed because she was like, she knew I was there.
Fuck that bear.
She was like 60 yards from me, but she like still, at first I thought it was a cow because it was like still dark, but it was like daylight where you can still see through the woods.
Yeah.
And then when I realized what it was, is when it stood up on its back legs and I was like, oh my Jesus.
Big bear.
Then I seen the cubs and the cubs ran off up into a tree, but she didn't run off. She walked off.
You should have shot the cub. One like,
she wasn't scared.
Can you shoot a cub?
I don't think so.
Ugh, don't do that then. Yeah, I've been trying to research on how to get into bear hunting.
Nah, if you shoot a cub, you're going to jail.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Probably. But because here, if you check, when you check them things in, you have to pull out one of their teeth.
Don't you have to give the skull too?
Yeah. Stupid.
You have to give a skull, pull out one of the teeth. I think it's all for research, but we only have black bears, so I mean,
yeah, it's a whole bunch of bullshit you got to go through when you kill one. It's pretty much not worth it, in my opinion. Man, but there are some people out there I guarantee that don't check bears in.
No,
but we do things right around here.
Try to. Man, I haven't done anything incriminating.
No poaching.
No poaching.
We try to follow the law.
I know someone who's poached turkeys.
Me too. Multiple turkeys.
A bunch of
with
them.
With my gun, without me knowing.
A bunch of them.
Timmy Denon, I hope you hear this.
Ooh. You just call him out?
Yeah, man.
Fuck it.
He fucking, I'll tell you the story too. Fucking took my gun. We were going squirrel hunting.
Yeah.
He took my gun, and I wasn't even in the woods yet. He was in the woods. I was still in the house. I walk outside the house. I hear boom, boom. Walk in the woods. Thought he was killing squirrels. He wasn't shooting squirrels.
Aren't turkeys federally protected?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, so Timmy Dennis, you gotta quit doing that, man. You gotta quit killing them turkeys out of season.
I don't know what you're talking about. It wasn't me.
Me personally, I've never killed a turkey out of season.
I need a drink.
I got Gatorade and some fizzy water. Fizzy water tastes like ass, but it's okay.
This peach water is not that bad.
Nah, I like it. But, yeah, today's just a bullshit episode. We're still trying to figure things out.
We need more mics.
Yeah. And we're not under the influence. It's a lot better when we're under the influence.
It can get messy, though. Especially when you're trying to juggle more than one guest.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we get two more mic stands, a table, a better table.
Oh, yeah.
We need a flat piece of wood on top. No mm-hmm. routered edges. No, mm-hmm. we need something.
Yeah, this table's fucked. It's a nice table, though.
Well, the one downstairs is too thick.
Yeah, it's really thick.
So I don't know what we're going to do.
Fuck it.
We need a table. So I'm going to look for a table today, no matter how much it is.
I'm going to be up on the riverbank. Catch a muskie.
You're not going to catch a muskie. You want to know why?
Why?
Because the only person that can catch a muskie at this table is me.
Oh, fuck.
I lost that one on purpose last time.
Yeah.
You know,
where'd your lure go?
In its mouth.
Exactly.
I didn't want to make you feel bad is all.
Oh. I mean, I've caught the smallmouth so far this year.
Yeah, well. I caught a 4-pound smallmouth.
Not this year.
Yeah.
Two 3-pounders in one day.
Still counts. Those were not 3-pound fish.
Half to have been.
No.
3-pound, 2.5.
Definitely not.
Most likely.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
How big?
I'd say two.
Two and a half.
Two flat.
2.5.
Two.
Two, three, 2.5. Three. 2.12. Oh, fuck. I'm saying 2.5, 3. I ain't got that brand of Forshi scale.
I don't even have a scale. I can just tell.
Oh,
that muskie I lost a couple weeks ago, man. It was like 37 inches. It was big.
I say 28.
You're crazy.
Not gonna lie though, there's this place we go to. I'm not gonna say the location because we want to keep it secret, but it has an island. We'll just say that. And me and Bailey was down there one time, and it starts raining. All right, and this water is part of the river. On a good day, on a really good day where you want it about halfway up your leg.
3 inches above your ankle.
Pretty much, yeah. And it was perfect. The water was perfect. And it starts raining.
Let me rephrase it. It starts fucking thunderstorming.
I mean, pissing the rain down.
It was bad.
And the rain's only been going for about a minute. And in this whole minute, the water went from 3 inches above the ankle to about knee deep. Really fast.
And of course, I'm the pack mule. I'm carrying like 3 poles, a backpack, everyone's phones. I'm the last one to get out of the river. And by the time I got out, it was like at my crotch.
Oh my gosh. I was already up on the bank.
Yeah. And people were like, hey, come on.
Come on, Bailey, up here.
Up here.
It was like a war movie scene.
I was like, I am carrying everyone's shit.
Then we get the truck. Bailey's the last one in the truck. And as soon as he starts to get in the truck, a lightning bolt hits a tree directly beside the truck. Scares the living shit out of us. Loudest bang I've ever heard.
I pissed myself. I did.
He really did.
I peed. It was the loudest thing I've ever heard.
Good fishing spot though. Scary though if you're going during the rain. It was really, really scary.
Yeah, that's a secret spot. Only old folk and people like us know.
Unless you're from that county.
Yeah, that's why we keep it secret. I'm not going to just... I'm not going to give out the location.
I think people are just too lazy to go to it. That's why I think a lot of people go to
so
there.
Much poison ivy.
Yeah. You either need a boat or risk it for the biscuit.
I risk it for the biscuit every time.
Yeah, I'm not paddling a boat 2 hours to get to the spot. I'm just risking it for the biscuit.
Yeah. Well, last time I was there, I fell off the bank. Remember?
I do remember that. Yeah. Oh, he saw me use his stick to climb down.
It was a limb. There was a tree that had fell, and it was a limb. And he's about 35 pounds lighter than me. And I was like, man, I'm feeling thin today. So I try to use the same limb, and next thing you know, I land on my side and face full of water in the river.
I watched it happen. As I was turning around, I watched Bailey lean on this stick, and it just crumbles. Kink, kink.
Goodbye.
And he falls on a bunch of tree roots. It's like it was like a slow fall, like Shaq. And the whole time,
I will say though, once you lose 100 pounds, falling does not hurt as bad as it used to.
No, it doesn't actually. That saying, the bigger you are, the harder you fall.
It's the truth.
It's so true.
I fell on ice back in winter, and I just got right back up. I wasn't sore or nothing.
Speaking of ice, I went ice fishing last winter, and almost died. I was the only one on the lake.
Oh, that's safe.
Yeah, the ice, I was told you can walk on the ice 3 inches. 3 inches is, the least, is safe.
Yeah.
And I walked out there. I checked the ice, of course. I didn't walk out very far. I walked out maybe 20 feet. And ice is about 3 inches thick. And I started catching fish. And I got a bite. And I started running on the ice. And when I started running, the whole thing... And when I stepped on the ice, fell.
How far did you fall in?
I didn't fall. As soon as I stepped off the bank, the ice, cracked. There was no way I could step back on it. If I did, I would have went in.
How deep do you think the water was?
It probably wasn't over my head. Because my dad's fell in it before, and that shit was crazy. My dad's fell in it.
I'm good on that.
And it was about neck deep. He was able to touch and get himself out.
I'm glad I got my mic stand fixed, because it was really starting to piss me off. really bad.
Yeah, he was getting very aggravated. He was saying cuss words I've never heard before.
That's why I stopped the first take of this episode.
Some of you guys probably would have been upset.
But, so we're winding down probably the last 8 minutes of this podcast. So next episode, I don't know. We're going to shoot to do these episodes on the weekends because we still have full-time jobs, so don't at me at that.
And they're not going to be the best because we're still learning.
Yeah. So,
only third episode.
If you guys are going to stick through, follow and everything, that's great.
This shit's going to get better.
Would really appreciate it. So we're available on a couple of different podcast sites. Mm-hmm. Spotify, number one. Google Podcast, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public. And I'm trying to get us on iTunes. I'm going to figure that out as soon as I get done wrapping this episode up.
Yeah.
So for you iPhone people, I mean, I have an iPhone, but I listen to Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got Spotify too. Spotify's a good app.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get us on iTunes today. So I don't know how long that'll take. But we also have a TikTok.
We do. Because we can follow No Rules Podcast 360.
Is it No Rules Podcast 360?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's No Rules 360. One of those two.
Just look up No Rules Podcast. It'll come up.
You'll see it. It's we got content on there. It's pretty good. Shit's going to get spicy. It's not as good right now, but as soon as we get more bigger, we're going to have better guests, a lot better equipment.
More bigger is not a phrase.
More
following?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's not a phrase.
More content, actually. More content on Instagram. If we get bigger, we will have a lot more content.
I know next weekend we're going to have a guest. I think it's going to be my father-in-law. So
yeah, he's a good dude.
We're gonna have some wild stories from the Matt Snyder. But like I said, Spotify, Google Podcast, Breaker, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public, and soon to be on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Find us on TikTok. We'll be posting when we're putting episodes up, but just try to look for the weekends.
Yeah, mostly the weekends.
I mean, we can try through the weekday, but it's kind of hard because I get off at 5.
Yeah, real hard.
Get off at 5. So by the time I get off work, I don't want to do shit.
Yeah, we're real tired.
So make sure you follow.
Yeah, follow, like.
Check out TikTok. We'll be posting links. And like I said before, all the where you need to find your podcast, I already said it twice.
Yeah.
So if you really want to follow us, you got to rewind the episode.
Share as much as possible.
Yeah. Shout us out.
Share as much as possible.
So like I said, keep listening.
Yeah.
Keep liking what we're putting out.
Juicier and juicier.
And we'll see you in the next one.
See ya.